Podcast Ranger.
Welcome, one and all, to another episode of Extra, Extra Cast Ranger.
Guys,
speaking of Extra Cast Rangers, we have one today.
So,
welcome, Raven.
Yes.
Dreamcaster is now a new Redcaster. She's our new leader.
No, not even a joke about that.
Watching all the Magical Girl anime, Redcaster, Global Soft Perka.
You've got a point.
Her roll call will be made in the episode prior.
No, I'm not good.
Raptor.
Really.
You're a leader.
Gar is struggling to maintain consciousness.
Gar
sits there.
Gar has been turned into Greencaster.
Gar's mad at me because I bought more milk when we already had milk, and I was like, why are you mad? You eat cereal like twice a day.
Because I bought milk the other day, and you made me waste money if you were going to buy it.
Is that why you're wearing sunglasses? Because of milk?
I just assumed we were out of milk, so on my way home from work, I was like, I'm going to buy milk.
Gar's milk dog now.
Also,
how about we stop talking about shit that no one cares about?
But I was going to talk about my banana bread flavored shreddies.
Banana bread?
What were you thinking? And I was going
to
talk about the new Kingdom Hearts game.
That's not out yet.
Kevin has that game.
Right, but nobody cares about it.
You mean
it's not actually a new game.
There's new parts of it. 0.2 is new.
Yay, Kingdom Hearts 3 tech demo.
Yay.
I hope Kingdom Hearts 3 has Wreck-It Ralph.
$70 for a bunch of games
it
that
might,
are already out and
I
about
love
mostly
maybe
just
20
because,
minutes of
you know,
new content. Yay.
I want Kingdom Hearts 3 to have King Turbo in
it. We don't know how long 0.2 is.
0.2?
It's Aqua in the Dark World with PS4 graphics.
What the fuck? That's
it's
like,
gonna look beautiful.
That's like us at work calling Rogue One episode.
If I don't get my Ventus Roxas team up, I'm gonna be so sour.
Moving on!
Welcome to the Kingdom Hearts News Hour, everybody.
Get up on the Hydra spell.
attack its back for extra damage, I don't know. Fuck that up.
First! As of this week, the album for Exate's opening, Excite, is now available.
And there's a paint version.
It comes with something called a car painter mix, which is really like something you'd hear in like a jazz club. And it comes with a pixelated remix, which is exactly what it sounds like.
Wait, so it's like that Tatava like version of, or that's jazz version of
like
Tatava.
That time they did an
that wasn't jazz, that was ska.
Yeah,
like
but
time,
no, it's not like
you
that.
You mean like that time they did an 8-bit version of the. One of the battle themes from Gurren Lagann.
I need to hear that.
I don't remember that.
Edgar is like in
Nani?
Am I literally the only one here who knew they did that?
Yes.
Okay. I'll show you later.
You better confirminate that.
This is what happens when Gar is tired and bored from work.
You know that theme? You know
Freak
that
up,
theme
sonny.
They only played in episode 15 when they were taking down the Spiral King?
Oh.
Yeah, they did an 8-bit version of that.
Okay, anyways.
Well, I've never watched Gurren Lagann.
So, as I was saying, the car painter remix is something you'd hear in like a lounge.
It's
like, it's like calming, relaxing mix, but it's
like
still pretty good.
It's like something you listen to on a nice, calm car ride. But we live in Toronto, so calm is not the first thing you think of when you're on a ride.
There are areas you can drive that are calm, Mr. Dunville.
I want to take you for a ride.
That's my ringtone.
Doing it.
Alright, in other news, the Kamen Rider Genmu side special, episode 1, has been put out and subbed.
It's cool.
It's
Drive Gamer is fucking amazing.
We'll do an actual feature topic on it probably sometime soon, but...
We will.
When all of it's done.
Well, we don't know how long it's going to take
it's
for the others.
Blu-ray.
It's going to be every week.
So when the next Rider series
you're
going to
be every week.
That's when it's
done. Alright. Next. Toei Hero World Namco Action Museum closed.
I heard about this. That's so sad. That's a shame.
They announced this like back in November.
But now it's actually closed.
No, that sucks because they had like all these like rider suits and shit.
Yeah, but they didn't know how to put their mannequins together.
Hell, I saw a picture of some guy who like snuck over onto like Kamen Rider Chaser's display and actually took a picture of him on the ride chaser. And I'm just
cool.
Like, you sneaky bastard.
So, Toei Hero World closed Sunday, January 15th. It was a popular indoor museum in Japan for Toei's past and current Toku characters. It originally opened in December of 2013 and was located in Chiba, Japan, featuring not only Toku memorabilia, but also interactive play areas and character meet-and-greet sessions.
Oh.
Yeah, they were cute.
The last hero greeting included Exade Level 2, Kamen Rider Black, Gaim Kachidoki Arms, Zangetsu Drive Type Trideron, and Zuo Eagle.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
Wait a minute. No Aqua Ranger and Kamen Rider Ichigo or Space Sheriff Gavan?
Nope.
Evidently not.
Nobody cares about Metal Heroes.
On a news post on their website and their Twitter account, Toei Hero World thanked their fans thusly. It was the last day of our 3-year business term. Thank you so much for visiting. We would like to express our gratitude to you all and thank you for your patronage.
And that Kamen Rider Ichigo Gachet is now for the roof.
Yep.
I'm getting one.
Look at Shadow Moon.
Yep, there's some photos of the different little figures and displays and such.
Again, they didn't know how to properly focus on, like, they didn't know how to properly
pose
the mannequins.
Yep. Another great monument in the world of Toku goes out.
Well, there's still the Toku, like, restaurant and stuff like that, so...
Yeah. Alright, next.
Like the Ultraman theme friggin' bar.
Super Rescue Soul Brain, now fully subbed.
What the fuck is that?
This is the second...
like a Transformer along with...
Yeah, okay, we're looking at a picture of the three characters in Soul Brain. The one on the right looks like the Power Dizer took a human form.
Basically, if you're watching the YouTube version, you already see it.
Yeah.
Basically, Soul Brand is the second of a 3-part Super Rescue trilogy
The Rescue Police trilogy after the events of Wind Spectre, which I still want to watch.
Well, it's fully subbed.
Yeah.
And they're going to be working, and the people who sub this are going to sub the third part of the trilogy, but they're
which
taking...
is a Special Rescue Exceed Draft.
Yeah, they're gonna take like a little break since, you know, they've just released the last 15 episodes once a day.
We should do a Wind Spectre theme month called Wind Spectember.
No. I made that joke forever ago, you son of a bitch. I don't know if I ever mentioned on the air, but it was definitely on my notes.
It looks like Power Dizer, like, level 2.
That's what I...
No, I know.
Is this just Lane that steals my jokes?
You said take on human form. You did not say level 2. So fuck you.
I wouldn't doubt that's where they got the reference from.
Anyways, it looks cool, and I'll probably watch it eventually.
When are they going to do B-Fighter?
Never.
Hopefully soon.
We have Beetleborgs.
Well, no,
enough.
Because there's still the Jibban, Blue SWAT, then Juco B-Fighter.
Yep. Okay. The Twin Cam Angels, the name for yellow and pink members of Decaranger, have joined their buddies from Space Sheriff to form the Girls Squad, which will be performing the opening song for the Girls in Trouble Space Squad Episode 0 special.
Lol, we have two Yellow Rangers.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Yes, I'm fine.
All right. So
because we have Deca Yellow...
Yeah, Ayumi Kinoshita, Jasmine Deca Yellow, Mika Kikuchi, who is Umeko Deca Pink, leading the group, and the other members being Spaceship Bear buddies Suzuka Morita playing Shelly, who also did Shinken Yellow.
That's why I just said.
Misaki Momose playing Cece, and Mayu Kawamoto playing Tammy. In addition, the Girl Squad will perform for the first time on 45x40 Thanksgiving Anniversary Live and Show at Nippon Budokan on Sunday, the 22nd.
Oh, that's cool.
All right, next. Zuoger has finished filming.
Yep.
God, it's weird seeing Leo's without his dreadlocks.
It is.
I first saw
and
this
Yamato
image.
And Yamato with that hairdo.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The first time I saw this image, I'm like, where's Leo and who's this goofy? Oh.
Yeah, that's him.
Right? So I guess Yamato was wearing a wig.
Well, no, it's...
Or he coiffed his hair.
Lane.
Okay. He gelled his hair.
It's been weeks since they filmed the finale.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not going to say anything, but there was also a picture of the actor who plays Bard receiving some flowers separately.
Oh, for fuck... So was Misao!
I was about to say, Misao's not in this picture. What happened to him?
They were off.
He's in a corner being depressed.
The show's over! Mommy! It's over!
You will never not make that joke, people.
No, I won't.
I think we made that joke at least, three times in Cast Ranger.
I don't know how many times we're going to make the but it's got a new hat joke.
Oh, trust me, that's coming.
Yes!
Well, that is perfect for Tokyo.
Guard's
going to
strangle me.
Yeah.
That's his Shania Twain name.
Oh, look, I just noticed their bouquets are colored.
You just noticed?
Yeah.
No, that's cool.
Okay, that was rude. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm stupid.
No, you're not. No,
is this
at all.
A Jap? Like, is this just a Japanese thing?
I like how only Yamato has his own figure. The rest of them just got flowers.
Like, what do you think, Evan? You think this is just a Japanese thing where, like, they give
the flowers?
People, yeah, like after.
I like the clock in the background.
No, I've only ever really heard of it happening reliably with Toei.
Yeah, because I've never heard that anywhere else.
Wasn't
yeah.
it like at the end of some filming, like they let actors like take some
really
props
bad
home?
That I
yeah,
said, just
but I think because
it.
Toei reuses their props to
if
such an extent, they probably
friends
just
think
flowers
they're funny.
Instead.
I've been up since 6 a.m, so I've been saying some strange things.
Sounds like you're ripe and ready for the show. All right, next. Speaking of Zuojir, the Zuojir and Ninja movie debuted at number 4 in the Japanese box office, apparently.
But that still proves that Ninja can never be number 1.
This was the January 14th, 15th weekend, and the three movies above it were at number 3, Resident Evil, The Final Chapter.
God damn it.
Number 2, Your Name, which I'm hearing is actually very
oh
popular.
Oh god, yeah, no, that is now officially the highest grossing anime movie of all time.
Okay, so we need to watch that.
Yes.
What's it even about?
I have no idea. And at number 1, Honnoji Hotel. Do you have any idea what that is?
I have
not off the top of my head, no.
Oh, it's that mobile game anime movie's not number 1 anymore?
Monster Strike?
Sure.
I expected that one to die out pretty quick at the box office.
You know what's really shocking that died out quickly in the box office?
What?
That Yo-Kai Watch movie.
Because the new show is airing, season's airing right now or something. I don't know.
No, I mean like the live action film.
So, Dobutsu Sentai Zuojir versus Ninja, the movie Message from the Future from Super Sentai. Yes, that is the full title. Will be available on Blu-ray and DVD March 22nd, and it is already up for pre-order.
So, we won't be getting it till April.
Whenever they choose to sub it.
At this rate, June.
Yeah.
Next. Kamen Rider X-Aid Backpack!
I want one.
That
I want
is
one
awesome.
So badly.
You too can carry the memento of the Twisted Nightmare that is X-Aid Level 1 on your back.
Fuck you.
Do they have a laser one yet?
No, that's just the laser one you just strap on the front of your bike.
I did see, I think there were bootlegs, or they could be official, but I did see, like, the one that we're looking at looks like it's, like made of soft material. The one, I did see a picture of two ones that look like they were made of more traditional backpack materials, like the harder material. I did see them for both X-Aid and Brave. This one that we're looking at now appears to be just X-Aid. It looks fluffy.
Yeah, it's sort of strange.
Well, yeah, of course it's going to be fluffy. I like it. I think it's cool.
The hair is really weird.
Well, yeah, it's a backpack.
I know. Premium Bandai web exclusive.
Yep.
That's odd for a backpack. 59.40 yen. April release.
Backpack.
Shut up, you.
I don't even know what's going on.
Door Explorer.
The Explorer.
Okay.
I don't know why.
He's the
man. Oh my gosh, it's so nice.
We have official images of the DX Seiza Blaster, the Henshin item for Q Ranger.
And, Raven, you're going to love this. So the voice actor for the Morpher is apparently...
The guy from Doraemon.
No, Subaru Kimura, who also plays Dane Uhai in Iron Blooded Orphans.
Oh! Okay,
that's the Morpher.
Well, I mean, Dane's kind of not that important. But.
Okay.
He also played Takashi Goda into the 2005 Doraemon anime.
Yeah.
No,
and
2005 and onward.
Yeah.
So
no, he replaced the original VA.
And Gundam Build Fighters Alan Adams.
Again, side character.
Okay.
So
So he's the voice of the equipment for Q-Ranger.
This guy is best known for side characters.
So
isn't he also the bowling...
he was the bowling monster from Zuojir.
So the Seiza Blaster, Seiza means constellation in Japanese, is the team's transformation device and has 6 modes that will activate via Kutama, the series' collectible gimmick. The item can be used as a shooting weapon. Kimura showed passion when he performed the sound effects of the device, and his performance is described as impressive and fun. So that's promising.
Looking at this one image, there's some arrows above
like
the
joystick
above the Kutama that makes it look like you can actually like rotate, yeah, like you said, like a joystick.
Oh, so you know what? It'll be like the Morph Embrace, where you can, like, turn it and, like, activate different modes. Only because it says it has like 6 modes. That's cool. So we might get like a game mode.
So it would have the gun mode, which you would do by default, the more henshin mode by putting it in, and then whatever the hell the 4 directions do.
Stop tempting me, Bandai. God damn it.
Only one
disc. I do this every year. I say I'm not gonna buy the fucking morpher, and then I fucking buy the morpher.
And then there's also this really nice image of a close-up of the red Kyutama. I actually really like the designs of these. It's got like a little number at the bottom and the emblem inside the crystal. Those probably look gorgeous in real life.
I do want to get the silver Kyutama for sure.
You know what really reminds me of the Kyutamas? Hmm? They remind me of the power animals from Wild Force.
Oh, they do! They're just like encased in little like.
I was also thinking that plus the fusion switches from Forze. Which I guess makes sense.
So, I love Forza, but even I know the Astro Switches are shit.
Yeah. All right. Next. For Cho's Superhero Tyson, apparently they're going to up the ante. Our last how many heroes can we stuff in one film was the Super Sentai 99 Heroes film.
No.
And Cho's... I'm ramping up. Stop ruining my
bit. Superhero Tyson is currently the film with the most superheroes.
And how many did it have?
A lot. Remember
that
one large fucking shot of like Sentai and Riders? Yeah.
Actually, fun fact: Toei tried to pull
over one.
Tried to pull a world record with most people in spandex with that shot.
Specifically spandex.
But they lost.
Yeah. Wow.
Who did they lose to?
I have no
right spandex convention.
No. Some people in Europe probably.
Over 100 heroes to appear in this movie. Yeah, mostly suit actors.
Yeah.
With no voices.
No, it's just, Seiji Takaiwa
a handful of entire Sentai teams on screen at the same time in the background with no voices of their own.
All right, so a promotional video was released for this film, highlighting
voiced by Tomokazu Seki.
Because
he tends to do that.
Promotional video was released for the film, highlighting various riders and Sentais in card format. Notable riders appearing in the preview include Amazon, Deno Sword Form, Stronger, Agito Burning Form, Decade Complete Form, Ryuki Survive, Drive Type Trideron, Ghost Mugen Damashii, and Zolda. And among Super Sentai characters in the preview, Red Buster Powered Custom, Kyori Red Carnival, Hyper Tokyo Ichigo, Aka Ninja Chozetsu, Gokai Red, Kirin Ranger, Beat Buster, Kyoryu Gold, Ryu Ranger, Ho-Oh Ranger, and Tenma Ranger. And there's another quick summary of the plot here. In Cho's Superhero Tyson, the game world launches an attack on the real world. In front of Xaid and the Q-Rangers appears the Arena of Death, where the fate of the world will be decided. Trapped in this inescapable dimension, generations of Sentai and Riders must engage in a battle royale. In addition, there will be unexpected appearances of resurrected heroes.
Oh god, this is gonna be fucking Superhero Tyson all over again.
I'm gonna be optimistic and hopeful for this
one. Complete with bullshit ending.
No, just complete with bullshit.
Please.
Oh, probably.
Please bring Duke back. Please.
That would be awesome.
I would love Duke to come back.
Cho Superhero Tyson releases March 25th nationwide in Japan.
Cool. This is gonna be a cool movie, man.
I'm not gonna have my hopes up.
Well, fine. Moving on to non-toku movies, but with toku actors. Heisei Kamen Riders partner up in Metropolitan Police Sword Division, Volume 1.
Ooh.
Starring Yuichi Nakamura, a.k.a. Zeranos, and Masahiro Inoue, a.k.a. Decade.
Anyone else?
Let's see. That's all. Only those two are mentioned.
So why the... This news article is labeled all wrong. It should just say Kamen Rider Zeranos actor and Decade's actor's name teaming up. Not Heisei Kamen Riders, because that sounds like there's more
all
than
of
like
them, yeah.
Get salty at the site that posted it then. Next. More Rider characters playing in other movies. Fumika Shimizu, who played Yuki in Forze, is playing Toka in Tokyo Ghoul film.
Oh, geez, really?
She has aged noticeably, but she looks good.
She looks very pretty.
Wait a minute, who's
okay.
that?
This is Yuki from Forza.
Number one, there's going to be a live-action Tokyo Ghoul movie?
Apparently.
Holy shit. That's number two, Toka. She's playing okay, I'm interested.
Shimizu's other noticeable role was, of course, Aiko in Hentai Kamen.
Yep.
Apparently there was a photo ban in place, but now it has been lifted, giving a look at Fumi Astronaut Girl in character as Toka. Toka is a female high school student working part-time at the coffee shop and
also one of the most ridiculously overly serious characters in the series.
Okay.
Which is why I'm intrigued.
Her appearance is human form, but the truth is she's a human-eating monster called a ghoul.
Yeah, so is the main character. What's your point?
Oh, good. And she apparently commented on this role. This will be my first short haircut in 12 years since the fourth grade. Before, when my long hair was a hit, I was overwhelmed, but since I have been given the chance to play Toka Kirishima, I think I can't stop cutting it, keeping it right at 30 centimeters. I like it because I can raise the bathwater quickly. This hairstyle is optimal for action practice. Wish me well for Tokyo Ghoul.
I mean, Toka is probably one of the more badass fighters in that series, so,
Apparently this action film was announced. Apparently this film was announced back in June and is set to release this summer.
Neat.
The costumes were designed by Christian Dada's Masanori Morikawa, and the film is being directed by Kentaro Hagiwara.
Good for you, Yuki. I'm proud of you.
All right. Next.
Ooh.
SH.
Yeah.
Next, an article I'm going to call SH Figure Hearts.
God damn it.
Premium Bandai has revealed SH Figure Hearts Kamen Rider Heart from the movie we reviewed last week.
Okay, so guess I was wrong with what they were going to do.
Why? What did you think?
I thought they were basically going to see the sales of the mock figure art from the V Cinema, and if it did well, they would release the heart.
Well, maybe it did. I don't know.
Well, it's not out yet.
So. I have to say, this figure is beautiful. Oh my god.
Alright, so the figure will come with 10 additional hands, 5 for each. And a Shift Hartron accessory.
Yep.
Hopefully one that doesn't flop the fuck around. I gotta say, even though I don't like the form, this figure is pretty nice.
Yeah.
These horns are weird.
I really want it, but it's gonna be expensive as shit.
Oh,
it looks pretty fucking top heavy.
I get it. The horns look like a heart.
Yeah,
they're based on Hart's monster form,
on Hart's actual horns. I said that in the fucking episode.
Kamen Rider Heart will release.
I'm barely awake too. I'm sorry, guys.
The figure will release in June for 62-64 yen, and pre-orders will begin today.
Wait a minute, when?
January 20th.
Oh.
Well, the pre-orders do.
Wait a minute. Pre-orders start today.
But that's today.
You two to the edge.
Next.
I miss my narrating voice.
Gen Urobuchi's Godzilla animated film reveals main cast members and concept art.
Yep.
wait a minute. Scroll down to the concept art. Oh, that's it?
So it doesn't show any of the people or anything.
That's it?
Yeah, the characters aren't looks really like, being shown, but man, there are mechs.
It looks like Halo or Star Wars.
There are mechs in Star this picture.
Yeah.
No, all right. This is fucking Avatar.
Yeah, speaking of the cast members...
The Polygon Pictures official website announced their 6 main cast members, and at the time of this article's writing, they include Yuki Kaji,
a.k.a. Aaron from Attack on Titan.
Cool.
Takahiro Sakurai, a.k.a. Haseo from .hack.gu.
Yep. That would be one of his major
ones. One of them. Mamoru Miyano.
Who you just... Basically, okay, Tamaki from Ouran.
Oh.
The main character from Dog Days.
Yep.
Who is he from Ouran?
The blonde guy.
Vic.
It's Vic.
No, you say that. he has been voiced over by Vic a lot. To the point that Vic has even noted that in various panels.
Oh,
that
cool.
Essentially, he
so
voices
he's
this guy
so
a lot.
So he's Japanese Vic.
Yeah. He's voiced over a lot of those
okay.
roles.
Junichi Suave.
Archer from Fate's Day Night.
Kana Hanazawa.
Too many roles to mention, but one of the most popular female VAs in the industry right now.
And Tomokazu Sugita, a.k.a. Kivat.
Yep.
And Kion from Haruhi.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kivat and Kion from Haruhi are the same VA.
Yep. Everyone has that realization eventually. And apparently the film will have a stage event at Anime Japan 2017 on Sunday, March 26th. And all 6 newly revealed cast members will be attending. Cool.
Yay. I'll watch this movie.
And our last bit of news, Exade Kamen Rider Snipe Episode Zero.
Yeah.
Amazon Japan has put up an official listing for the Exade Blu-ray Collection Volume 2, revealing that it includes a special episode. Obviously, it's safe to assume that this is going to cover the events of Zero Day, where Taiga was, for lack of a better term, proto-snipe.
So this is basically just the Kamen Rider Drive Episode Zero, but replace Drive with Snipe.
Yes.
Cool.
Aside from this special drama, the Blu-ray collection will come with episodes 13 to 24 of the show. The collection costs 21,384 yen and is set for a July 12th release.
And let's hope it's a little more detailed than actual Episode Zero.
Yeah. Well, that would be the point.
Episode Zero was a big disappointment.
You mean the fact it was literally just all the shots from the show with very little new footage?
Yeah.
Or, you know, the lack of Proto Drive?
With very little new footage.
But the whole point was that it was supposed to be about.
The whole point
was supposed to be that backstory. It was supposed to
introduce a character that we learned about later on in the series.
It ended on
Nishihori?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was out.
And then there's very little movie.
Yeah, very, very little new footage. That's all it was.
We got to see Proto Drive fight. I was happy with it.
But it wasn't enough.
It's a fucking side special on a DVD. It's like Type Tokujo. Not much. Not much new footage. Anyways, that's about it for the news this week.
You missed some of the news.
Well, care to regale us?
No.
All right, then. Thanks for listening. We'll hear you on the podcast proper.
See you later, everybody.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.